Welcome to the Use It Fence podcast. I'm your host, Tristan. And before we start the episode, we want to make sure you're aware of a couple of things. First of all, our brand new Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/drawingsbytrent. And we are going on tour this summer. So if you want to check out our tour dates, go to drawingsbytrent.com to come see us. Okay. Yeah, I'm Tristan. What's your deal, man?
Well, we're not going on tour. We are going on tour with Trent and Easton, but that's cool.
She's going sometimes.
Rude.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have
She'll
a
She'll be
job.
There for part of it.
Trent on tour? Like, this is big time.
Yeah, we're a little nervous, but it'll be fine.
Maybe. Or it'll be terrible. We have no idea. Are you going to introduce us or what?
Literally, you won't stop talking. That's the problem. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm here with my parents, per usual. Say hello.
Hello. Hello.
That was great. Thank you. On cue. And then we have special guests today. We have Lori and Josh. You guys can say hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
I guess before we get started, get off me, man. Okay. Before we get started, let's say how you guys met or how you like started.
Oh, how
being
we know,
contact.
How yeah, we yeah. know Lori.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I think I commented on one of Lori's posts maybe, and then we kind of talked a little bit, and then you invited us onto your podcast. Is that how it went?
I think so.
Was that
I mean,
you?
I'm a huge fan of your page anyway, so for you guys to correspond with me was like big time. Yeah. Nope. You guys are big in the autism community. But yeah, you guys humbly accepted my invitation to be on my podcast. And now we've done, what, two episodes?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Two episodes.
I'm so glad to be on yours.
All right. We're glad to have you.
Yeah.
And what's your podcast?
It's called Living the Sky Life.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sky for her son, Skylar, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Really creative title that I came up with.
Yes. I think it's so cool.
So creative.
I love it.
I wanted to use Sky's the Limit, but it was already taken.
Oh, bummer. But that's okay. I like living the sky life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as we just said, you have a son named Skylar. So tell us a little bit about your family. I know you have a daughter as well. So tell us a little bit about them, how old they are, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Skylar will be 21 in April. I cannot even believe that. I said that when he turned 18, 19, 20. Yeah. The fact that he's going to be 21 is mind blowing. And he is on the severe, if I'm allowed to say that anymore, severe end of the autism spectrum. He's nonverbal, needs our assistance with pretty much everything. Although he does spell on a spelling board. So we're making some headway with communication. Mm-hmm. Our daughter Kendall is, she'll be 19 in May. She is technically a sophomore. She graduated with a bunch of credits at Purdue University. So she is loving life, independence, freedom from us. and she's studying vet medicine. She wants to be a vet pathologist. So, you know,
she's smart girl.
Yeah.
Smarter than us. So, wow. But yeah. That's our little family. And then my husband, Josh, who you already introduced. We have a dog and two cats. It's just good times around here.
Perfect. Nice. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I understand that Josh adopted Skylar in 2018, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. So Lori, that means you had to start somewhere and find him, right? So what?
Yeah. Everybody wants to know where to find a guy like Josh.
Yeah, there we go. What made you decide to start like dating or, I don't know, spending time in that part of your life?
Well, can I add something before you do that? Because mm-hmm. we had another guest on, single mom with a child on the spectrum and she came to the conclusion that she just wasn't going to date anybody. Because it was so difficult to juggle those things. So it's interesting for us to be able to hear that perspective because, you know, we have a lot of empathy. Is that the right word? Mm-hmm. For single parents trying to do this on their own. That's so difficult. So,
yeah, I talk about that in my book too, because it's funny. I mean, a lot of my life is autism centered, but that's one of the biggest questions I get when I do speaking events and stuff is like, A, people say, does Josh have any brothers? And then and they're like, how in the world did you find somebody who like jumped all in yeah. in this life? But like you mentioned, like your guest, I resigned myself to the fact that I'd be single forever. And I was fine with that. My kids and I were a package deal. I made that very clear. I went on some dates, but it was awful. I mean, it's just, you know, the dating mm-hmm. in your 30s is just not great. And my kids are my focus. And I was content with that. And then it kind of happenstance, I guess. I was running and I ran into a guy that I used to call on. I'm in the pharmaceutical industry, so he's a physician. I used to see him all the time. And I ran into him in the park. He was running too. He's a big runner. And we were just joking back and forth on our phones about if he had any single friends or whatever. And I was just kind of kidding. And he said, I think I have a guy on my running group that's not dating anyone. And it was him. So, and he wasn't really interested at first. I remember when Doc asked you like, hey, you know, you want to meet my friend Lori or whatever. And he's like, he was burned out of dating too. Right. And you were like,
Yeah. First, I just have to say thank you for letting me join you guys.
Tell your side of every story.
Well, but other than being on Lori's podcast once or twice, this is the first one. So,
wow.
You guys opening your doors and your ears and letting me on with you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. We're glad you're here.
Yeah. We're super excited for your perspective. So
yeah, we want to make sure that what she's told us is true.
He's been trained.
Just
well.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, I wasn't interested in the beginning because although I did want children of my own, I wanted children of my own. Mm-hmm. And my parents were divorced. I grew up with step parents, stepmom and a stepdad, and they were awesome people. Awesome people and still are. But there was just something about that I wasn't real keen on. And it had nothing to do with Skylar or Kendall. And so I was really kind of just averse to it in the beginning. But then I got to know Lori and there was just an immediate connection. We're in the same field for work. And we both are smart asses. The connection came really quick. And then fast forward many, 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 many years. But this is something that I shared with Lori. We might have been married 7 or 8 years at this point. And I'd never told her or anybody else. But when I was a kid, I can vividly remember being in my driveway, shooting a basketball or throwing a baseball against a net and having it come back to me and thinking, you know, this is just me right here. Will I ever have a son that I play catch with or play basketball with? And very early on, I just had feelings and I don't want to say visions because I didn't like actually see it. Mm-hmm. I always had it imprinted on my heart that I would have a child with special needs. Mm. And so I never even thought about that when we were dating or when we got married. It just was right. Mm. And I just knew it.
Wow.
Yeah. I think the hard part for me though, too, is on our very first date, we had lunch and I told him all about Skylar. Almost the hard part, the everything to see his face. I wanted to see if he was going to flinch at all. And in my mind, anybody that even hesitated or flinched, I wasn't going to pursue anything else with them because I mm-hmm. just knew that they might say the right things for a month or two. And then when push comes to shove, they'll end up walking away or whatever. Yeah. So I was actually more standoffish and I kind of kept pushing him away. After many months of dating, I invited him to come over to dinner at my house when the kids were here. And I after I did that, I called our friend Doc and I said, I don't think I should have done that. I think it's too soon. I knew, just selfishly, I liked him a lot and I didn't want him to meet Skylar and Kendall and be scared away and then break up with me or whatever. So I wanted him a little bit longer to myself. And I remember Doc said to me, like, he's already called me. He is so excited to meet your kids. If you call him now and cancel, you are going to break his heart. And this is a really good guy. Don't do it. So he came over and Skylar went right to the door and he never, ever approached anyone or would go near anyone. And he grabbed Josh's hand and he took him to show him his toys. And I'm like, well, he likes him already better than me. That has continued now for the entire time they've known each other. They are buds and I get left out of everything. But
that's okay.
So it just worked. I don't know. I really wasn't looking. And I think that's the one thing I tell all the single moms who are doing this or single dads too, that are doing the same life. Just like, I just put my kids and myself first and God did the rest. I mean, it was divine intervention. I always call it that because had I met him earlier than when I did, I wasn't ready. I was not ready. I was still trying to figure out how to parent these kids by myself and do all the things. And it just happened at the right time when I wasn't looking for it. So I think that's part of it too.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Trent is a fantastic artist, but did you know that he has a store full of all kinds of cool stuff featuring his art? Things like short sleeve t-shirts,
long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts,
and hoodies, along with coloring books. Entrance illustrated book, Drawn to Be You. Insulated tumblers, three different styles.
Insulated wine tumblers, two different colors.
And a camper mug in three different colors.
With the moose kissing a goose.
During the year, we have special gift boxes. We've got surprise box for birthday or special occasion. And several limited edition coloring books every year.
Drawings by Trent is a business that is providing for Trent's future. The business is also helping Trent's art and message reach people all over the world. So check it out at drawingsbytrent.com. That's drawingsbytrent.com.
So Josh, you had said that you felt like you were going to have a child with special needs, right? Did you have any experience with autism or special needs before Skylar?
No. And this will sound so cliche, but literally the only thing that I knew about autism was from Rain Man.
Yeah. Bingo. Yep.
But
that's what they say.
I never watched the movie. I saw clips. But I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
You don't know. I don't know why. I never want to watch it. And
yeah,
I didn't know, you know, what I know now.
Sure.
But it just wasn't ever anything that I wanted to just kind of niche and see. I think that the word spectrum is the word that really gets me because it's so broad and everyone period is unique.
Right.
And so that's just how I've tried to take it, whether it was Skylar or Kendall or anybody else.
Yeah. So how has your perception of autism, I guess, changed or like, how has it become something that you love so dearly, I guess?
I think it's something that I love because of Skylar.
Yeah.
And the experiences and journeys that he's taken me on and how it's challenged my heart, my mind, how it challenged me physically. Man, that little guy, he's so special. And again, not to just throw a blanket over everything, but each journey is so unique. And everyone's challenges are unique as well. And so I just feel grateful to be able I'm pointing out because he's right above us.
Oh. In bed. But, he goes to bed at like 6 o'clock by choice.
But he's just...
He's a little old man.
He's just taking me to pieces. I didn't think I would ever get to, and I didn't even know that ever existed. And I have a hard time putting that into words because it's such a powerful feeling. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as a dad of a kid who can be incredibly aggressive and is also incredibly strong, to the point that there have been times in our lives when I have been like just the only one physically able to restrain him in some of those situations, it's a different thing. Like you can't explain it. You have to experience it, 20, 30 minute, just knock down, drag out on the floor with Trent. And then the next minute he's, it's a completely different person and loving, and like it's just the roller coaster of emotions that you go on to deal with that.
I think that's what both of us have learned so much from Skylar, is that I already knew I was an impatient person. I wasn't born with patience, mm-hmm. and I have to be with him. And it's so nice to have a partner that allows me to tap out, and I do the same for him. We just have to give each other a look. Like, I've been hit too many times today, or my hair's been pulled and I'm about to snap, and I don't want to yell at Skylar or, say anything I shouldn't, and just out of frustration. And so Josh is like, I got this. And I do the same for him. If I can tell he's been hit in the head too many times and all of the things, I'll just look at him and he's like, I'm like, go for your run. Like, go ahead and go for your run. And I got this right now. And that's, I guess, one of the blessings I feel, that just being married to him and having found him, I don't know how I could have done this by myself for so long without any help. So I'm always fortunate that he is willing to go change bed sheets at 3 a.m. when they're soaked through. And, it's like we're a pit crew. Like, I'll go in and strip the bed, and he strips Skylar down, and we just get it all done, and nobody says a word, and it's quiet and dark, and put him back to bed, and we just don't even bat an eye. It's just our life that you people just, don't understand, like you said.
You just learn to do what you have to do, right? And then you would have found the strength to continue to do it had Josh not come along. I'm convinced, because that's what we do. You just
And you did.
You just find a way.
That as a single mom for a lot of years. Yeah. But once you have somebody helping you, and that it's hard to imagine again. I don't know how single parents do it, but they do what they have to do and do it to the best of their ability. And it's all you can do.
And it's someone to make me laugh. I mean, we are the only people that can laugh about bowel movements.
Right.
I mean, we crack each other up about it.
Yeah.
I mean, and Skylar too, we have him laughing about stuff. So I mean, it's a lot more fun, at least.
I think that's the most important, or one of the most important things that Lori mentioned, is that I really do a lot, and she wouldn't be here without me.
Oh my God.
So I'm a smart ass trying to come out.
There it is. Yeah. There's a reason you guys have that. It keeps you sane. You got to laugh.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sometimes we'll say if we don't laugh, we'll cry. So
that's true. Very true.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So earlier you had said, Lori, I think, that Josh and Skylar do some things together, or they have things that they do together. What are some of those things? What do they look like?
Saturdays is a big one.
Yeah. So three of my favorite things that we do, I'll start first. Every Saturday for almost maybe the last 10 years, we go to lunch together at the same place. The last maybe 4 or 5 years, it's the same waitress. We get the same food, and it's just our thing. And we get out of the house. We get to go have bro time. Mm-hmm. It gives Lori some quiet time. Mm-hmm. But it's so fun, and it's never a burden, because it's our chance to get out.
And they love him there. I have to say, it's like Cheers when he walks in. It's always usually one or two booths that because he likes to sit in a booth. And then they don't, they walk. I've been with them. They allow me to come a couple times. And, when we walk in the door, whoever's working, everyone there knows them, the chefs, everybody. And so someone will yell out, "Skyler's here." And they put his order in so he doesn't have to wait. He sits down and then, you know, the food is almost immediately brought out. It's always the same. He always gets a bunless burger with green beans, and he used to get mashed potatoes, but he can't have those anymore with his stomach. But yeah, he eats the same thing, and they love him, and they always come by, and everyone talks to him, and he's like seriously the mayor of this restaurant.
So he's Norm. Oh, it's like adorable. They hand him the beer when he gets there.
Yeah.
They asked us if we're going to order a beer for him when he's 21. And we're like, I don't know. They're not. But I mean, that makes it special for them. But it also makes it special for Skyler. Because if he didn't do that, I mean, he looks for that. He loves the attention, clearly.
Yeah.
But
Well, and it's a routine, too. You know, he probably loves to expect. He's looking forward to that.
The comfort of that.
You know, anticipation's there.
But also, you think about how many places do we go with Trent where people are always staring at him, not in a positive way. You know, because he's doing something different. He's flapping or he's making noises or he's whatever. He's got, you know, he's a 26-year-old man. Walk, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was waiting to be corrected about that. You know, carrying his little plastic animals around. And so to be able to go someplace where there's, you don't have that, you know, where they're excited or expecting or whatever is really cool. And I'm sure good for him, even if he can't express that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some of my favorite stories from Josh, when he'll call me on the way home or something and say, you know, people have bought their meals before and they just stopped over and said, I just have to tell you, like, I've watched you guys and I didn't mean to stare, but you are incredible with him. Yeah. And, you know, and it's so sweet that people take the time to say the good things instead of just staring at them. They like over and say something. But what are your other favorite things with Skyler?
So he and I do have a physical relationship.
Oh, I posted some videos.
This little kid will wrestle. And while I'm still able, I can throw him around like a rag doll. And he loves it.
He cried, laughed.
We'll wrestle for a couple, you know, minutes at a time. And then I'm tapped out. I'm out of breath. And he's like, just keep it coming. Keep it coming. And that's a favorite. We've got different games with wrapping him in a blanket and it's just his head there, so it's head in a blanket. There's leg scissors, and every one of these things, even going to lunch together, they all have a song that has come from that. And then the other thing that I really like to do with him is we've got a really cool stroller that's about 25 pounds or so. And I love to take Skyler running with me. I'll put some music on my phone right behind him. And he'll just jam and chill out. And, I just love to run with him. We've run a couple races. We've done a half marathon together a couple years ago. And, that's really fun. I love doing that with him. It's something I care a lot about, and to be able to share that with him is really special.
I've heard you say a few times that he's small.
He's like 5'4", 130 pounds or something. Okay. He's tiny.
I have a lot of respect for you, Josh, because I ran a marathon in 2011. Was it 2011? Mm-hmm. I think so. Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon with my oldest son, and it was one of the worst experiences of my entire life. So the fact that you can do that, pushing a stroller,
but that's because it was 40 degrees and Skyler, raining.
That's actually the
it was freezing.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was just the weather. It was a horrible torture.
And Trevor was a senior, so he just did it like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
He did one long run with me. I think 10-mile run prior to the marathon. And I was training every day. Yeah. I was training every day. I mean, he's going to school, and so he was a cross country, but he'd never run more than 5 miles or something like that.
I think maybe it was 10, but still.
But he did a 10-mile run with me, and then he came in, I think, 18-20 minutes ahead of me. Yeah, I know. So stinking here. I was just shaking, my whole body shaking. He's just like, "Oh, what's wrong?"
Oh my gosh, they were so funny too.
We did have a problem. Like we both, you know,
your body stopped working after that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was they got crazy. Cheeseburgers. I don't remember why you had cheeseburgers.
No.
Were they giving them out?
No, I think we went. Oh, yeah. At the end of the race, they handed them out.
Because I vividly remember.
I couldn't eat it. it was shaking so bad
trying to eat them.
We went to celebrate. We went to Red Lobster. Our exchange daughter, yeah. Tristan, mm-hmm. was there, and Andrea and Trevor and I. We went to Red Lobster like hours after the race was over.
Yeah, they like went and they like burritoed in the beds.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and rolled we went out shopping.
Yeah. It was terrible. Then we went to Red Lobster, and we got done eating, and we were going to race back to the car,
which was stupid.
We couldn't bend our legs.
I can imagine.
It was so dumb. Anyway.
I always hit my wall at like 21, like mile 21 for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why do I want to finish this?
Yeah, exactly.
5 more miles, but
you're it's like, I already run 21 miles.
How many times? I remember thinking, I could just stop. I could just stop and walk off the road.
I've already proven myself. I don't need to finish.
Yeah. What's the point? And then I was like, I'm in Oklahoma City. I have no idea where I am. I don't know how to get back to wherever. Yeah. Like, I'll never make it back.
You didn't have GPS on you.
Yeah. I didn't have anything. Yeah. Oh, dumb. Anyway. Okay.
Off topic.
My husband Easton was a runner for a long time.
Yeah.
And you, what would you do? Like 20 miles in a day?
Miles
in the morning on Sunday at a 6 minute pace.
Yeah,
and
that's
6 miles at night. That's so wild.
Boston 4 times.
Really?
Boston? Yeah.
Wow.
I couldn't qualify for Boston, but yeah, he's wicked fast. Him and all of his running friends.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. I can't run to save my life. I would be
killed. Oh, yeah. That just blows
That's why you. This is why you got the bald head, right? It's a wind resistance. Yeah.
Aerodynamic, yes.
Okay.
Easton reminded me when you guys were talking about the restaurant. Easton's kind of doing that with Trent on Mondays. Tuesdays? Oh, on Tuesdays. Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah. They go to Old Chicago together.
Nice.
Every day. Yeah. Every Tuesday for lunch.
That's cool.
There you go.
He's one of
they know Trent's his order too.
Care providers. Trent
always order the same thing. Is it always the same meal?
Pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, at Old Chicago it is. Yep. When we go other places, he'll vary it, like hamburgers or chicken. But if they have fried chicken anywhere, bone-in chicken, he likes that best. He loves that.
Yeah. Haven't you guys told me before that he has a pretty small food palate, he only likes a handful of things.
Well, it's funny too because I'm sure he likes other things if he would try them, but it's like, we give him something, we're like, you're going to like it. And he like sniffs it for a while. And then he takes the tiniest little bit and then he's like, no.
Well, like, or he'll take a bite of something and I'll say, do you like it or not? And he'll say, like it. Yes. I'll say, do you want more? No.
No.
And he won't.
That amount of it.
Yeah. I can understand that. I'm down with that.
Are you?
That's how I eat. That's my menu.
I like what I like. You're not adding to my repertoire here.
Yeah. I'm 52. I don't eat tomatoes. There's a lot of stuff I don't eat. I don't care.
This is where he gets
I don't care. I'm not going to eat your stuff. It might be fantastic. Looks good. Smells good. Not going to eat it.
All right.
This is way. Yeah. What are we supposed to be talking about?
This has been great. Those are all my questions. Hey,
I want to, I was telling Tristan and Easton yesterday about your tattoos, your puzzle piece tattoos.
Oh.
Can you tell us about them and show them to us?
Controversial.
Mine is Skylar's face. Can you see him? And it has puzzle pieces over it.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh.
And I did find a picture of that. I was looking for pictures of, on Instagram.
I did find the side by side of the picture. Actually the picture from the cover of my book.
Your book is called
Welcome to My Life, Personal Parenting Journey Through Autism. It's a black and white cover, and this is the photo. Josh and I were holding his hands, and this is the picture that they used, and it matches perfect. And then,
Easton put the images of your tattoos on the show notes.
Oh, nice.
You have to send us pictures, though.
Josh had to one-up me, and he did the whole thing.
Okay, hold on.
You didn't get it all at once. You finished all of this.
I was the first to get it.
Oh.
And then I came home, and she's like, oh, man, that's so cool. I want something.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, this is totally unique. It's amazing. It's awesome. That artist was fantastic. But I did get it first.
He doesn't have his face. He just has puzzle pieces.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I saw yours on something before, and I couldn't find it again.
He's got the Grateful Dead.
I'm a deadhead. Stolen roses.
So the puzzle piece go all the way down.
Yes. He had this part finished, 2 years ago?
It looks
two and a half years ago. I had it finished.
It looks a little bit like scales from here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Scales. I'm
amphibian.
I think I have, I need to check the schedule because you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got me a thing with the tattoo guy for a Trent tattoo.
I put a down payment on a tattoo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Trent going to draw your tattoo then?
Well, no. I think I'm going to do the chameleon Dennis from his logo and one of the first things he drew. I'm going to have that on my arm.
First things he drew for Drawings by Trent.
Yeah,
Right. So, yes, it's a Trent drawing, but it already exists.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
That's cool. I know they're addicting, and we've gotten four or five more just in the last year.
Yeah.
Keep getting stuff that I like, but
I don't have any. Easton doesn't have any.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Me and Tristan.
Yeah.
This is funny because the video is
opposite. So yeah, I mean, a reference point of like just how close you all are.
Yeah. That freak you out?
Oh, like the wrong really size. Close.
Yeah.
I think I can read.
Oh man.
Yeah, she's got a different kind of camera on her.
That's funny.
Weird. Oh man.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share with us? How long have you been married?
Well, I can share not tons of details, but I've talked about on my show and just in my social media accounts how you guys have experienced this too, I'm sure, with aging out at 22. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking a ton about that now because we are in the heavy set part of with Skylar turning 21 and all of that. And we've always known that we're going to have to move. There is absolutely nothing in the state of Indiana, especially the part of Indiana we live, which is close to, it borders Louisville, Kentucky. So there's nothing there either. There's no day programs. And when I say none, I mean zero. There's not even any to put its name on a list for. And so
where are all of these adults?
I don't know.
Are they all able to stay home? Couches.
Yep. Yeah, and I refuse to have my child, son, adult, male, whatever. I keep calling him child, but he's an adult, sitting on my couch watching Bluey and Elmo all day. And I have to quit my job and I'm not ready to do that.
Yeah.
And so we are moving. We've found a house. We're building a house. And probably this time next year for sure, we'll be gone. So
Wow.
I'm really excited of all the things that he's going to be able to do. And but it's just sad. It's so sad that families have to make decisions and we have to, my job, I can do anywhere, but Josh needs to, he's still figuring out like if he can transfer or do things in his company, but we have to do something for Skylar. I mean, I don't know what parents do if you can't leave mm-hmm. and there's no services, I don't know yeah. what the answer is.
Where yeah. are you so, moving to?
Can we well, say?
Can you say? Just the state. You're moving to yeah, a different
we're moving
state.
To Colorado.
Okay.
Oh. Hey. You know, we go to Colorado.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
We have family. Oh, there. We have family in Fort Collins.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when we're done recording, I'll tell you exactly where we're going.
Okay.
Awesome. Good.
Yeah, I just, I spent a couple years researching and it released, and I'm sure there's people living in other states that will hear this and say, oh, but our state's really good.
Yeah.
Just from what I found and the ease of it, accessing the information about mm-hmm. waivers and stuff, Minnesota, Colorado, and California were among the three top mm-hmm. places to go for adults. Oh. Can't afford to live in California. Can't really afford to live in Colorado either. Because we're outdoorsy. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
But we like running and hiking and it just, yeah. that's the community
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, right? It yeah. is.
Uh-huh. We're excited to move there as well as Skylar having benefits there. So mm-hmm. it's a win-win for all of us, except Kendall, who's now going to have to fly.
Yeah.
But she's, yeah. we've kept her in this conversation for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. She knows. So.
And where is she in college?
Purdue? She's in Indiana. Okay. She's like 2.5 hours away
okay.
at Purdue. Yeah. yeah.
It That's really so. Interesting. Like we, so Trent's business just continues mm-hmm. to grow.
Yeah.
And so we have like, our son-in-law Easton works for us. Our, sister-in-law works for us. Lady from church works for Trent. And we like, we have recently just, I don't know, we should have noticed it a long time ago, but just recently kind of connected the dots that Trent, seems to have, he just seems to be kind of more on edge when he's at home. And we finally were just like, you know, I wonder if it has to do with the fact that there's people in and out of the house all the time. Like there's,
oh, yeah.
there's stuff going on. There's products all over the house. Like there's no, that outside of his bedroom, there's no other place in the house that he can go where there's not work associated stuff there.
There's even the postal worker. She just comes on in our house and takes yeah. all of their mail.
Yeah, so. She just walks in, says hi, Trent. And
yeah, she has a code to just let herself in.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
So it's really odd. And now we're feeling more pressure to move. We're gonna stay in the area, but build something that allows Trent to have dedicated house space and dedicated yeah. business space. They'll be under the same roof, but when he's at home, he can just be at home. And when he's at mm-hmm. work, he can be at work. I think it'll be really good for us too.
Yeah. I think that's our biggest thing. I mean, I admittedly was always the person who said, you know, he's never living anywhere else. No one is mm-hmm. going to take care of him like I do. And we yeah, do yeah. and love him like we do and yep. all of that stuff. But the reality is we're not going to be around forever. And mm-hmm. I would rather, while I'm able, find him, you know, a place to live or build it or do whatever I have to do
yeah.
so I can manage it now versus him being in an emergency situation when right. something happens to us and they just put him in the first place that has a bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, doesn't know anything that's happening to him. Yep. At least we can ease him into it and hire the caregivers ourselves and just do all of that. So right. I think that's our next step is to try to figure out housing for him. Every parent that I've talked to that has gone that route, whether they've had to or they've chosen to, their children are thriving.
Yeah.
I just try to convince myself that it's just like sending Kendall off to college. Mm-hmm. She is loving life, being independent. Mm-hmm. And I think even though we're trying to do the best we can, we're babying him more than somebody else would. So he will probably do more things and be more independent if he's not underneath us all the time, which is what people keep telling me is happening. So I'd like to give him that opportunity to you know, make some peer roommates or make some friends. He doesn't know anybody outside of us. I mean, we're cool and everything, but it's like, who wants to be friends with 50-year-olds when like, I mean, maybe you can find somebody his age to hang out with. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a struggle though, because you have to walk that line between you know, protecting your mm-hmm. kid and providing for them as part of that, but then and also giving them opportunities to grow and experience things. And it's easy to fall into just the kind of the rut or the behaviors and everything's mm-hmm. just the same. So we have to be reminded of that and, mm-hmm. And keep finding those things and pushing those things. But it's interesting. Interesting is not the word. Just all the different things that come up, you know, we never would have expected to be here at this point in our lives. We never would have so many things we could say that about.
Yeah.
If I could take it back to an earlier question that you asked about, you know, what I've learned mm-hmm. about autism. And I think what I've learned about this community is the amount of passion and love that people have for one another and obviously their children. The lengths that others are willing to go for their children to have their best lives mm-hmm. is limitless. Mm-hmm. It is so inspiring. Mm-hmm. And it's truly uplifting because when we find something really hard, but Lori will share a post that she mm-hmm. read or something that she heard in a podcast like this, that's the fuel mm-hmm. that we get to go, okay, hey, like, let's get our heads back on straight. What does Skylar need? Mm-hmm. We've done this literally every step of the way. And I think that's what's so impressive is parents are doing things that maybe them never thought possible. And it's continuing on and on and on, whether it's finding something for your 4-year-old or your 8-year-old or your 16-year-old, your 20, 26 mm-hmm. or older. That's the piece in this community that I find is so inspiring and uplifting. And it's hard as hell, but man, people just keep finding a way.
Well, yeah. We have to, because no one's doing anything for us. I mean, we have to build it or buy it or make it, or, I mean, just like your business, it's incredible for Trent to have that. And he's doing what he loves and drawing, and we love his clothes, and you know, we all be able to wear his drawings, I guess, or color them, whatever,
right?
Whatever method, I mean, we just have to be creative and think of things and share with each other and figure it out, because nobody's stepping up to help us outside of this community at all.
Yeah. Well, and it's just fantastic because we didn't have a community of people, of resources, of people who've been there. We didn't have that at all. Not at all. You know, we were just going at it blind, you know, and that's why we appreciate just being able to talk to people and answer their questions and have them write us and say, you know, Trent's peek into my son's future. And I really have a lot of hope because of that. And wow, it's impactful. And I'm just so happy to be able to do that for other people.
Yeah. Well, just even chatting with you guys. Do you guys feel like it's not an obligation, but I mean, I guess I feel like that sometimes, that because we had no social media when Skylar was diagnosed, I had no way to communicate or connect with any families, even in my own community that had children like him. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like I need to pay it forward in some way to the families that are just getting started, because they hear a lot of negative, like we did, like, well, they'll never do this and they'll never do this if they're not talking by a certain age. And that's all crap. I mean, I know that that's crap because I've seen Skylar, you know, beat the odds of some of the things that they said he would never do.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like we kind of have to give back. And I know you guys do that too, like you said, with your advice. And, you know, we didn't go through this with Trent, but here's something else that you might try. Mm-hmm. And people love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And our doctor kept telling us, oh, wait till he hits puberty. Well, he's just going to be terrible. And she kept saying that. And I didn't like it that she did that, because I'm like, she doesn't know. Maybe it won't be terrible, you know, and we didn't have anyone to ask, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
He actually matured a lot during that time. And it actually was probably beneficial for him to grow up in that way.
Yep. So. Us too. Skylar was same as he always is. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even know he went through puberty, except the only way we laugh about is when Josh wrestled with him and he cries and giggles so much because he loves it. And it went from a high pitched little boy to all of a sudden he goes,
you got a man.
There's a man. Yeah. Yeah. Voice changed and we never knew it. It was crazy. Oh, it was so weird to hear that.
Yeah. But, well, and the first thing I think about with Trent is that's the first, during that time is when he showed self-control for the first time. Yeah. You know, he went to headbutt me. He went to headbutt me and his face went from angry to blank. Like, oh, I can stop. I don't have to headbutt you, you know? And he did still kind of come after me, but just, I'll never forget his face when I noticed he had self-control for the first time that I'd ever seen. And it was around 13, 14. So.
We did have make some rules for him about the things that happen in the bedroom.
Yeah. Okay.
Close the door.
That's not that episode.
It's fine.
All right.
We took a turn.
I can't say I can relate to any of that.
Yeah.
Leave it to Dad.
I will tell you, you know, if you to get from Indiana to Colorado, that there are very few ways that you can do that. And the way that you do that will take you right by us.
Well, then
literally.
So, yeah.
Can we take a pit stop there?
Yes.
Take a pit stop. Use your
I actually wanted to see if we could maybe meet in, let's say, oh, I don't know, Oklahoma City, and you could take me on a little 26-mile tour.
I was about to say, yeah.
You're going to take him on the road?
You can run next to my Harley.
Right.
Or he does not run anywhere. Say, you'll sit in Skyler's stroller.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm just a little bit over 130.
And taller than 5'4".
Oh, worth a shot.
Perfect. Okay. Does anybody else, do you guys have anything else you want to ask before? I don't think
so. Oh, how long have you guys been married? Did you say that?
10 years this past October.
Okay. Ooh, good job.
Yeah, perfect. And then, Lori, if you want to plug anything that you have, you can, your social media, if you have something coming up, your book, all that good stuff.
When's the next book coming out? All that stuff.
It's actually coming out hopefully in October of this year.
Sweet.
Congratulations. It's not an autism book per se. It's a parenting book and how my childhood experiences made me the perfect mom for Skylar and Kendall, and about God's plan. So awesome. It might be one that you would appreciate, Corey.
Yeah.
but that should be out in October. It's being edited now. But my main Facebook page or Instagram page, they're all the same. It's Welcome to My Life. It's Welcome to My Life, Skylar's World on Facebook. It's Welcome to My Life, Lori Hellman on Instagram. My podcast, Living the Sky Life. And my other book was, as we mentioned, was Welcome to My Life. It's a theme.
That's okay. People remember it. They remember it that way.
So, yeah.
Perfect.
Yippers.
Okay, cool. Sorry. You're going to have to cut this out too. Do you want them to stay on after?
Oh, yeah. They're going to tell us where they're moving to.
Yeah, we got to find out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'll say bye. Everyone will say bye, but don't leave.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. All right. Okay. You guys have been so much fun. Thanks for being on. I'm sure people are going to really enjoy this conversation. And everybody, thanks for listening. And check back with us soon for another episode of the Used Up Pens podcast.
This has been a new episode of Used Up Pens. Thank you so much for listening. New episodes drop every other Wednesday. Make sure to check out our Patreon where we have exclusive merch, exclusive items and Trent drawings, a bunch more content, as well as ad-free episodes, and then also a couple extra podcasts. If you like listening to our podcast, make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube if you're listening on YouTube. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to rate and review us, whether that's Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to podcasts. And then lastly, make sure to check out our store for all of Trent's art and a bunch of other merch that all has Trent's art on it. So thank you so much for supporting the Trent family, the Landreth Moore family. and see you next time.